Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yes, brand new Bangin' I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. Brand new Bangin' I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming up right now with the young shooter who's back from vacation and sunburned head to toe from Mexico. Plus, Game 6 and the NBA Finals has come to an end. And, ooh, it was so good. And the question is there inbreeding in the city of Boston? Is there inbreeding in the city of Boston? All that and more on one of my favorite I Am Rappaport Stereo podcasts ever. I'm telling you that right now. That's a fact. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice. Start this puppy off with something real proper. But most importantly, start this puppy off with something real loud and real funky. I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast coming up now. Right. Higgity, have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. The ziggity zone of disruption. Hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody's feeling safe. Hope everybody's feeling sane. The name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the inflamed Ashkenazi. That's a fact. A.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Disruptive Warrior, a.k.a. Mr. New York, and this I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is coming live and direct from New York. And without further ado, I'll bring in the young shooter, Dean Collins, who's rocking with me today from Los Angeles. Deuce Collins, a.k.a. Sunburn Dean.
Yes, thank you, man. Yeah, the sunburn is it's fading a little bit, which is good. But I am peeling a lot. My whole fucking body's peeling. I don't know what to do. Loose skin is all over my fucking apartment floor. That's disgusting.
That is,
yeah, it's disgusting. That's what I just said. I said it's disgusting.
What you just said right there is disgusting.
Yeah, believe me, I've had to whip out the vacuum 3 times a fucking day.
Are you kidding me?
Just fucking getting rid of those little strings. No.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah?
That's one of the grossest. I did a whole episode the other day about my stomach and shitting.
Yeah.
And you talking about skin peels being around your apartment just trumped that not even closely.
I disagree. I don't think that that's anywhere near shitting and pissing and vomiting.
You mean to tell me that you think you talking about having to vacuum your sunburned, peeling skin, you think that's not worse than me talking about suffering from ulcerative colitis?
It doesn't bother me. You know, I only have to please myself. I'm not living with anybody. I don't have a girlfriend. So it's like, you know, the only person that can really get offended by that is my cat who has to like walk around that shit. But look, I'm peeling. It's what happens when
you're in
the sun.
What are you, a fucking snake? I mean, I've had sunburn too and I peel, but I don't have like, are you shedding your whole skin?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm fucking shedding. Like literally, you know, it's that Cabo sun is a lot stronger than American sun, I guess.
And, that's racist.
No, it's not racist. It's just, you just a said fact.
That,
the sun
you
is,
just said that Cabo sun is stronger than American sun. That's racist.
It's not racist. I'm just stating a fact that the sun is a lot stronger out in Mexico. It has nothing to do with race or anything like that.
Wow, you're tripling down on that.
Yeah, I am tripling down on that, actually. Yeah, I am. You come for me on that one. But you know what? The sun is very strong out there. I have these weird burns, like I have kneecap burns, like they're like knee pads. It's weird. Like I have a burn on just my knee pads and the rest of it's just extremely translucent and pale. But I have a nice solid base going. I took myself to the beach yesterday by myself after the gym. I went there. It was cloudy as fuck, but I laid out for 45 minutes. I'm trying to get this going. I can't be fucking powder. I can't be white as milk any longer. I need to have a nice base. I look unhealthy. I look unhealthy when I'm that pale. It's not a good look. Me and you need color. It doesn't look good. So I'm working on that.
Hold on. Because you just unfolded. You unloaded a whole bunch there. So you went back to the beach yesterday?
Yeah, well, it's been beautiful out in Los Angeles, like 82 degrees out in West Hollywood area. And so I thought, all right, fuck it. I'm going to go to the gym, then I'm going to go to the beach and lay out and continue this tan. But
you're not tanning. You're burning.
No, I am tanning. I am tanning. This is the Cabo trip was the first time I got color, I think. Yeah, it was a burn,
red.
But it turned into it.
The color you got is red.
It was
not like a brown, not like a golden brown, not like a deep brown. We posted a picture of you on my Instagram and people were worried.
There's no need to worry. I was happy about that. I just thought that that's what needs to happen. You're supposed to burn and then it turns into a tan, right? Like that's the norm. That's what people go through.
Okay. So when you went back to the beach yesterday, first of all, you said you went to the gym. What did you do at the gym?
I benched on my own, brother. I did some benching. You know, we've really been trying to shed this weight. We've been eating and stuffing our face for fucking 6 months. It's really bad. It finally caught up to us. We got to get rid of that fat face. Got to get rid of that fat neck. It's to me, it's like, I need to get rid of that fat neck, fat face over my belly. It's like, you can hide your belly. I don't give a fuck about that. But we started shedding that. We're finally down. We were at 148 a few months ago. We're at 132 now. And we've leaned out. Now it's time to
Bulk up.
I don't know about bulk up. It's never a good look when like someone who's 5'8 that looks like me is like bulky. Like you don't want that.
I don't think you have to worry about that. I don't think you have to worry about that?
Well,
nah,
why?
I don't think you have to worry.
Why? Because you don't think I can get to that point or what? Because you're saying you don't have to worry about that. Why?
I don't think you have to worry about putting on too much muscle.
What do you mean by, I don't have to worry about putting on too much muscle? Because you're the second person that said that to me. And then the first person kind of had a giggle with it too.
And I'm pretty sure everybody that you talk to about your journey here.
Because it is a journey.
Everybody that you talk to about your journey, no one will say, my man, you need to chill out because you're bulking up too much. No one's going to say you pounded on too much muscle.
Not true. My mom has told me that in the past. She said, you're looking too strong.
Your mom said you're looking too thick, too strong.
She was like, I'd lay off the weights. It's too much muscle.
I'll call your mother right now on the podcast and ask her if she ever said you're looking too bulky.
Do it. She says she thinks the Mick Jagger look is a better look for me. Keep it lean and thin.
Okay, so when you went to the gym and benched yesterday, did you just do flat bench? Like, what did you do with the bench?
No,
like,
I didn't do flat bench. No, I didn't just lift the bar. Is that what you're saying? Flat bench?
No, but did you do like just flat bench? Did you do dumbbell press? Did you do inverted? Did you do decline?
We did flat bench. We put a 25er on each side. We weren't being spotted, so we had to be careful. We had a 25er on each side. Otherwise, we would have put that 35 on each side. Did that. did a bunch of push-ups at home. We could do 50 in a row now, which is very hard. But we're just getting in. We're getting into shape. But like, what's going on with you, bro? Are you working out?
Wait.
Because I don't want to talk about me and my workout
anymore. And then when you went to the beach,
yeah,
did you bring sunblock with you?
I brought sunblock. I went to a private little beach. It's called Booty Beach. Actually, I go with my friends. My friend Devin introduced me to it. It's called Booty Beach. It's in Malibu. It's a secret beach. We call it Booty Beach because the most attractive women go to this beach. I don't know what it is. They're all there. So I went to Booty Beach. I took myself there. It went from 82 in West Hollywood to fucking 70 degrees in Malibu. So I'm sitting there in fucking 70 degree weather. It's cloudy. I'm sitting there by myself. I'm laying out there for 45 minutes, but it was nice. It was good. You got to just keep the tan going.
Are there a lot of people at Booty Beach? A
lot of women at Booty Beach, a lot of prospects. But I'm just like,
Yeah. Is it like 20 people, 50 people, hundreds
of people? Yeah, like 20 people, like 20, 25 people. It's chill. You would like, I'm going to take you when you come to LA, I got to take you to this spot. It's a great spot.
Fuck, that sounds dope, man.
Yeah, we're going to do that. When are you coming here? We all miss you out in LA.
I'm coming there in the summer. You know, right now, as I've discussed, and it's for me, it's ad nauseum.
Yeah.
Because I'm dealing with it fucking all day. I'm just trying to get my health intact. And first of all, I just want to, all the people that listened to the last podcast that emailed, that DM'd me, I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. I am going to be fine. What I'm going through right now, I've dealt with before. I just haven't dealt with it at this age. I haven't dealt with it in a long time. I'm going to be fine. I appreciate there. A couple of people sent me their stories dealing with ulcerative colitis. And you know, it's not a fucking pretty disease. It's a shameful fucking disease. It's a disease of shit, literally and figuratively. But, you know, I'm going to be fine. I went to the doctor the other day. I'm going back to the doctor Monday. Hopefully, I'm going to go see this other doctor Wednesday. I haven't made a decision about medication, but just if people are concerned and people that have shared their stories and just reached out, it means so much to me, but I'm going to be fine.
Yeah, because we need you well. We all know you're going to be good. We know that you've been dealing with this your whole life. And, you know, everybody's here to support you. I'm here to get you anything you need over here, except you did ask me.
Anything, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you said anything, and I really am, like, I'm that friend for you. Like, whatever you need, I know you're over there. I'm just a phone call away. And you did ask me to maybe send you some THC gummies through the mail.
Yes.
You asked me to do that. I'm happy to do anything for you, right?
But you didn't do it.
I didn't do it yet because I'm looking up how to do that because, like, it is a felony, brother. Like, what do I do? Are you trying to get me in fucking jail?
What you do is...
You're trying to put me in fucking prison.
What you do is you go to the place, you get your shit, you bring a t-shirt, wrap it up, you go to the mail place, and you act like you're sending a t-shirt in a fucking baggie.
And I heard you don't put your return address.
You heard that?
It's a word on the street. They're like, they could trace you. It's a felony. You know, I don't want to have some fucking drug trafficking,
I'm suffering over here, motherfucker.
Okay, but I could get caught with a fucking drug trafficking charge, and it doesn't seem like you care about my situation with that. I understand your suffering, but I don't want to be fucking charged with drug trafficking.
Okay.
But I'm going to figure it out.
You said I'll do anything.
Almost fucking anything. It's just, I'm gonna figure that one out for you.
Who put that in your head that you could get a felony?
I don't know, actually. I was looking up online. It's like, but I have a question for you about the ulcerative colitis.
It's not like you're sending bags and bags.
No. Believe me, I know. I'm going to send you some good gummies over there. We're going to get you sorted out over there.
What were you going to ask me about the ulcerative colitis?
I was going to say, does it bother you that everybody these days, they're talking about removing the stigma of mental health and depression and anxiety, and we need to remove the stigma, and let's talk about it. Does it bother you that no one wants to remove the stigma of ulcerative colitis? Nobody's saying, you know, let's talk about the shit disease. Let's not make people feel shameful about this disease.
You mean like they should remove the stigma of, hey, I have ulcerative colitis. Hey, there's not a bathroom within blocks. Hey, now I'm shitting on the street.
That's what I'm talking about. 20 years ago, you couldn't say I'm depressed. It's like, you're just lazy. You're not depressed. You know, figure out your fucking life. I feel like now, you know, a lot more people are open to the idea that people are struggling with mental health, and I'm just wondering.
That might be my plight.
What do you mean, your plight? Oh, yeah.
like, no, that might be my mission with this. Like, hey, I have ulcerative colitis. Hey, here's a certified letter from a doctor. I'm not doing this to scare anybody or make anybody sick. But if I don't shit outside in this planter, if I don't shit outside against this wall, I have to shit my pants. And it's like a us or them. It's a me versus you. So it's either I shit my pants in the middle of the street, or you mind your business and you let me shit against this wall in this three-point stance. That could be something I could fight for. Like, we can have little like marches and shit like that. You know, like,
people are in the market. Do you have a note from your doctor for that? Like, do you have a permission slip? Like, doctor's orders, like how they do with masks? Like, I have a health condition. I don't have to wear a mask. Like, do you have, like, my doctor says I can shit on this fucking wall if there's not a bathroom or a bucket in sight. Like, I feel like those are the things that we should be talking about these days.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. And I'm sure the entire ulcerative colitis / Crohn's disease community. And Pete Davidson has Crohn's.
Does he? But he's not. Okay, he's talking. But, like, do you guys have, like, who's, like, the mascot?
I need to be the fucking voice of it, because
no one else
I don't
is.
Know who has it or who doesn't have it. But I've talked about it for years, shitting outside.
That's the thing.
You know, and also one thing that you mentioned, Booty Beach, you know, the healing powers. This is a fact. This isn't just me. This isn't just a segue. You know, there's proven scientific healing powers of shitting in the ocean.
Where, okay, where are those references? Where are you getting that from?
Well, like, you're Mr. Google. You're Mr. Felony Charges for the, why don't you look it up?
I'm just wondering where you got that. Like, where?
Look it up. You look that up the same place you looked up, oh, if I send my friend who's suffering a fucking little jar of gummies, I'm going to go to jail. Look up the healing powers of shitting in the ocean. I am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
One other thing I'll share with you guys, and I'm not happy about this, and I'm not proud of this. So my normal weight you know, since I kind of slimmed down and I've been on the off the coffee, you know, my normal weight is like between 205 and 208.
Okay.
I went to the doctor the other day, and I'm kind of embarrassed to say this because it's not on my own accord. Like, I didn't do this. It's not a diet. My weight right now from 208 is 188. I've lost 20 fucking pounds.
Since when? When?
Like in a month.
Whoa. Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, so are you
active? I lost 20 fucking pounds in a month with this shit. No pun intended. It's fucked up. But I've lost 20 pounds. But like I said, I'm seeing doctors. I'm talking to doctors. My wife is holding me the fuck down for real.
Thank God.
You know, I'm eating good. You know, it's just keeping the food down. Because, you know, if I'm not shitting it, I'm throwing it up. It sucks. But, you know, you hear me. I'm still shit talking. I'm doing my thing. And like I said, you know, if, you know, in the next few weeks, while I'm getting this together, again, I'll say, if the podcast doesn't come out exactly the time that we're accustomed to, or if the podcast is a day late, it's only because of health stuff. I'm doing my best to try to do that. But you know, when you lose that kind of weight and dealing with the shit, you know, my energy isn't right. My energy isn't what it, you know, what I'm used to.
Now, you need to take time for yourself. Everybody gets it. Health comes first. And I mean, you're just lucky. You have your wife, you have doctors, you have everybody looking after you.
I have guys like you who will said they'll do anything, but then they asterisk it.
Anything that's legal, you know, anything that's legal, but it's not an asterisk. I'm going to get you those gummies. And, but we just need
to. I appreciate that I have guys like you that'll say, I'll do anything, but.
Of course. I'm happy to do anything, but, you know, get myself in trouble with felony charges. Of course. Anything that I can do to be of service to you, that's my goal in life, I think.
Anything that you could do to be of service to me,
but.
But, right, there we go. Just right. Always hit that butt.
You know, that's all right. Well, you're being monitored. You're in fucking great hands. Everybody's checking everything for you.
Yeah, just so you guys know, I'm not dying. It's not like a dying. It's more of a comfort thing.
Got it.
It's more of a quality of life comfort thing that I'm dealing with right now, to make a long story short. Nonetheless.
Yes.
So when you went back to the beach yesterday, are you sunburned again? Did you sunburn your sunburn?
No, but I mean, you can't really see. I'm like fucking, I'm peeling everywhere, dude. Like, it is disgusting.
You don't have aloe vera? Get yourself some aloe vera.
In Cabo, they actually had actual aloe vera plants that they fucking rubbed on me. It was incredible. Like the
plant.
Okay,
well, in Rite Aid, they have actual bottles of aloe vera you could rub. Because your shit's, like you're playing around with your skin.
I know, but like.
And you could age yourself very fast with the sun.
Well, I don't think that would be a horrible thing. You know, I look 15, I'm 32. Like, this is not, it's not normal. Like, I feel like I have the fucking Webster's disease. I feel like I'm on that Gary Coleman where it's like, I look really young, but fuck, I'm almost halfway done with my 30s here. Like, this is not normal.
Well, you're 32.
Yeah, but I can't grow a fucking beard. I don't have any goddamn facial. I don't have any facial hair. I don't have a fucking speck of hair on my chest. Like, I asked my dad, like, when did you grow a fucking beard? Like, everyone has a beard in my family. I don't get it.
What did he say?
He was just like, you're fucked. I don't know what to, I mean.
No, but when did he start growing a beard?
Oh, like fucking 26 or something. But I'm 32.
You're
I know.
You're fucked. You're fucked. You're never going to know what it feels like to have a full. Like, no, man, your shit's connected dots now.
I tried to grow it when I was in Mexico, and he told me I look like a fucking goat, and he kept telling me, he said, take my razor and shave that shit. That shit looks horrible. You gotta shave it. So
that's why I like your father, because he doesn't coddle you.
No, he doesn't coddle me, no. But
so is there any other highlights from your trip to Mexico that you want to share? Like, what was the best thing you ate in Mexico?
Well, that's the thing. Look. I had an amazing time. My family had an amazing time. My parents have very high standards. Obviously, they're paying for it, so they want to get the best, you know, experience possible. So, the food was shit. It was like cafeteria food.
Wow.
We stayed in a house on the beach in Cabo. Had like a butler and a fucking chef. Like, my parents go crazy with the shit, but I guess the chef was just not up to par for them, and they were like, you know, they like laid out a fucking tortilla with like three pieces of chicken on it, and that was it. We were like, where's the fucking beans and rice? And, you know, they wanted to make hamburgers the next day. It's like, we just want Mexican food. Like, I just
what about some ceviche or anything
some
like
shit,
that?
Anything.
Did it get any better?
It didn't get better. And then they brought churros out, and then we found out that they had bought the churros from the store in a box, and they didn't
didn't
even heat it up. And we were like, what the fuck is going on with this? But I was happy.
That is some fucked up shit. You know, that's my problem with Mexico.
What?
You know,
that's racist.
What?
That's your problem with Mexico? What's the problem? What exactly is your problem with Mexico? All of Mexico?
When I vacationed in Mexico, the food has been disappointing.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know. You know, these hot islandy beach towns, when the weather's that warm, it ain't easy to... But what you went through, you stayed in a home.
Yeah.
So they had a kitchen and all that. There's
everything.
No excuse. If I was your parents and they were serving me like bum-ass food,
yeah,
the amount of money that I'm imagining they spent...
You're like my dad. I was like, look, just be happy. We're all right. Like,
It's one thing. Okay, I'll just be happy. I'm all right. But no, this is a family vacation. I show out a lot of money. I bust my ass. I deal with my three sons and my daughter. I mean, the fact that your father even invited you on vacation.
I agree with you.
He should, you know, like that he had to have you around on vacation. Like you and vacation do not go synonymously together. Like when I think relaxing and being around you, no.
I feel the same way about you, which is why we've never really vacationed. I was considering inviting you and your wife.
No, your parents did invite me.
They don't know how you are when it's just you and I. Like, you're nice to my parents, but I think that they would be so miserable if you were on fucking trip.
You think if it was close quarters?
Oh, you'd have like an hour. You could do like an hour of you. Like, that's the thing about you is you're so great in doses. Like, you're such an amazing friend and such a great person to be around in doses.
I'm like a six man off the bench.
Yeah, like you come in, you're shining, and then like we're done. Like, get back on the bench now.
I have no problem being that. I have no problem not being the star friend.
Yes.
Who's there all the time, who's around all the time, through the good, the bad, and the ugly. I'm better at that.
That is true, though. You are, like, when you're on vacations like that with other people, you are not the star. I feel like people think that, like, you kind of take over the whole vacation. You're chill. You kind of mind your business. You know.
Well, people think I'm on full tilt
24/7. Yeah, they do. And it's not 24/7, but it's close to it. It's like 22/7.
That's not true.
It's like 22/7.
That's not fucking true.
Because it's 2 hours where you're shutting your eyes with that fucking nose strip. And even when you're asleep, you're still doing shit. You're still snorting. Anyway.
All right. Okay.
But anyway, I don't want this to be the roast of you, so...
No, we don't want that either. So, game 6 of the NBA Finals. Did you watch game 6 of the NBA Finals?
I did. I really was hoping that it wasn't going to be a blowout. I wanted to see a close game. They were coming back a little bit, the Celtics, but... Jason Tatum, he's not that guy. Didn't Skip say that? He's not that guy.
I call him Air Kobe because he thinks he's Kobe Bryant. He wants to be the next Kobe Bryant. And you shoot air balls, you turn the ball over. He had 13 points, 11 of which came in the first half.
Yeah.
So he had 2 in the second half of a closeout game.
Ugh.
To lose the finals. You keep going.
It was embarrassing. I mean, he was traveling on the fourth quarter. It was just like the amount of fucking turnovers. And I mean, I never want to root for Celtics. Growing up in LA, you're always against the Celtics. I don't like Boston. I don't personally like Boston. I'm not going to say that about everybody in Boston, but I don't like Barstool. I don't like the fucking Goodwill Hunting accents.
Do you see that fucking asshole? The two games that fucking loser showed up to are the two games they lost at home.
Yeah, I love that. I mean,
Fairweather fan with a big fucking nose and tight jeans showed up to two games and they lost courtside looking like a fucking dickhead.
That's great.
Listen, I get it. The people that I actually know from Boston, I like.
Yeah.
But... the fans of sports in Boston, I don't like as a whole.
Me either.
So when I've done comedy in Boston, the crowds are, they're up there as the best crowd
that's
that I've dealt
crazy.
With.
That's interesting to me.
The city itself, when I'm up there, the people are nice as can be. But something happens when they go into a stadium together and they turn into these. Well, first of all, you could look this up. Look up inbreeding.
Yeah.
In the city of Boston.
Because really? It's, yeah. There's a correlation to that.
Because if you look at the fans, not all of them, but there's a lot of fans, Irish Catholic, some different, you know, even the Jews and the Italians. There's either a too closeness of the eyes.
Whoa.
The eyes are either too close or they're too wide. These are inbreds out there, and they get together, and it's like they don't know each other, but there's a familiar yes. family bond that they all have together. And when they're at a Boston Bruins game, a Red Sox game, or a Celtics game, you see it. And when you see them screaming and yelling, and you go, wait, that person's eyes either too close
yeah.
or too wide. That's Boston fans. And some of them might say, well, Mike Rapp, what about the Knicks? I ain't talking about the Knicks.
Right.
I'm talking about you guys getting fucked.
And they don't inbreed in
now,
New York.
We don't inbreed in New York, and the Knicks ain't in it. Well, right. what have the Knicks done? Nah, we're talking about what happened in game 6.
Yeah.
From the Boston Celtics this year. We ain't talking about the past. We're talking about the immediacy. We're talking about the present day. You guys got stuffed down.
At home.
And at home, in front of all your beady-eyed and or wide-eyed, possibly inbred fans, some of you who've never gone to a game all playoffs but show up courtside looking stupid, yeah. wearing customized t-shirts, looking fucking dumb. You got your asses kicked. You had Steph Curry, a God-fearing man, cursing at the crowd, saying, put a fucking ring on it, bitch.
Yeah, did he say that?
He said, put a fucking ring on it. He didn't say bitch.
Yeah.
I just added that for effect. But you know so he was sick. Thinking it. And Draymond Green, who I always have frustration with, you know how good it must have felt? I'm surprised Draymond Green, after Game 6, didn't get naked and run around the stadium butt-ass naked after what they were screaming at him, cursing at him, and haranguing him. Not that he doesn't deserve it, but if I'm Draymond Green and I play my best game in the closeout game, Game 6, and you've been cursing and screaming at me the whole time, I have no clothes on at the end of the game.
I was going to ask you about Draymond because you've been very vocal and totally against him lately, but he did great last night, right?
He played great. He played shitty a lot of the series. He puts a target on his back. He talks a lot of shit.
He's so unlikable, though. I mean, him like
so unlikable
on that last game when he was like,
he's
backing
a fucking
up with
champion.
Tatum.
He's yeah, a champion, he is. And this Golden State Warriors team. 4 championships. Steph Curry won MVP of the finals. We love Steph. We met Steph. You know, he was so emotional. And you got to remember, 3 years ago, the Golden State Warriors had the worst record in the league.
Yeah.
They were done.
That's crazy.
They had the worst record in the league. People, they won 15 games. They were getting fucking blown out. Klay Thompson looked like he was never coming back. Steph Curry by himself, it was like, this is over. This whole thing's done. Then he got injured. And even this season, Steph Curry had to come back from an injury. Draymond Green had to come back from an injury. This is not some star-studded team. They're an older team. This is probably their least talented team out of all their championship teams. Even the teams that lost in the finals had more talent than this. And they fucking did it. Over a bigger, stronger, younger team. And it's because of Draymond, Klay, Steve Kerr, Steph Curry, Andre Iguodala, the coaching staff. But Steph Curry, I mean...
sick.
He
is insane. He's just... it's automatic. And no KD. Love... that's the best part is you did it without KD. I want to know what KD was thinking when he was watching that shit. I loved your post.
It was great.
It was great.
And people might go, well, what about your Knicks? I go, we ain't talking about the Knicks. Them. Are we talking about the Knicks? I don't need to talk. I talked about going to a Knicks game and having an experience at a Knicks game a few episodes ago. You want to hear that? Listen to that episode. What we're talking about right now is Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors coming into Boston and fucking the Celtics. That's the conversation that's going on right now. Nothing else.
No.
Nothing more. That's the focal point of right now. And I was tired. The games come on late. I watched that whole fucking thing. I watched the post game. I watched the champagne. I watched the cigar lighting. I watched those miserable fans have to saunter the fuck out of the fucking building. The whole thing was gorgeous. It was beautiful. It was a beautiful, beautiful thing. And, how could anyone hate on Steph Curry?
I don't think they, I mean, no.
No, how, people hate on Steph Curry.
He's the fucking best, man. Would you have loved to have been at the either Oracle or in Boston for either of those games?
If I could have been plugged in correctly, I would have loved to have been at that game last night in Boston.
It would have been awesome.
It would have been awesome. It would have been fantastic. But, watching at home was awesome. Like, and, just when they put that run on him in the first half, mm-hmm. and then they, when Boston was coming back, and then they just banged him again.
Because they came back, and they fucked themselves.
And Steph just, when he hits those threes, you could hear the Boston crowd.
Yeah.
Like, before he shoots, you hear them, they're gasping.
They know.
Before he shoots the fucking ball, and he's shooting from deep, but the inevitable is coming in a moment, and you just got to open your mouth, keep your big fucking beady eyes open, and swallow it. Because he's coming right to you. Possibly right in your mouth, yeah. If you keep it open enough. I am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel? It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Like, now there's no basketball to watch. What are you doing with your life? Like, are you just sitting in the apartment? Because I know you're not doing any shows. You're not doing Wendy. You're not doing Only Murders in the Building. You're not doing some of the stand-up stuff. So what do you, like,
What are you doing?
It's not like I sit around and just watch basketball.
Every time I've talked to you or FaceTimed you, you're like, I'm like, what's up, dude? And you're like on the couch.
I don't know.
Or
it's,
in bed.
It's a little bit of a switch. I have to figure out what to do with some of my time watching with no basketball. But I tell you, one person who's really happy.
Who? I am.
Yeah.
My wife is. And she loves Steph Curry too, but she's had enough. You know, she's had enough of me screaming at the screen. She's had enough of me, Mama call him Clay. I'm gonna call him Clay, baby.
That's the
like
best.
She's had enough of all of it, and I've had enough. You know, you put so much into watching the games, and you know, so much fun and so much highs and lows. You know, even though you're disappointed it's over, I'm happy it ended this way once again with the Golden State Warriors violating the Boston Celtics in Boston.
Yeah, it was great. What would your wife want to do right now? Like, if it were up to her, and she's like, NBA's over, this is what we're doing now.
Kardashians. Watch the Kardashians, and just no basketball.
No basketball. It's not
and
that.
And she got her fucking wish for a few months, but then there's always football. Fantasy football's right around the corner. It's fine. The other thing that I'm pumped up to watch this weekend is the Dateline full interview with Amber Heard, a.k.a. Amber Turd. And this, of course, is the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast, the Turd Report.
Yes, I like the Turd Report. What do we got on the Turd Report today?
So she gave this interview that's been sort of rolled out in pieces that's going to be on Dateline, where she's been talking about how social media, her big thing is how unfairly she's been treated on social media. I'm like, sweetheart, the last thing you need to be worrying about is TikTok, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Yeah.
That's the last, you got 8 million reasons why you don't need to worry about any of that shit. She also sort of like challenged Johnny Depp to do a live interview. And I'm saying, Amber, why you keep fucking with this guy? He'll take you back to court. You keep talking shit. You could go back to fucking court with Johnny D, Jack Sparrow, and why do you want to keep playing games with this dude?
Take the fucking L and move along. Why are you doing all this shit? And what about her saying this is the same judge that convinced everybody that Edward Scissorhands, he had scissors for fingers? What's she talking about?
His lawyers, we're talking about the same man who convinced the world that he had scissors for fingers. No, that was a movie.
The fuck are you talking about?
No, nobody thought that the guy in Edward Scissorhands was a real person.
Oh, man.
It never crossed anybody's mind. And there's some sick people. No one ever thought that Johnny Depp actually had scissors for fingers and, like, you know, would chop lawns and would do all his stuff. And, like, no one ever thought that.
But what would you, I want to see you interview Amber Turd. Now, if you were there, you were the Diane Sawyer, whoever was doing it, what would be your top two questions? What are you asking Amber Turd?
Well, I would say Amber Turd, at this point, what more do you have to say?
Okay.
And Amber Turd, I would say this. Then my recommendation would be what my recommendation would be and has been for the last few years. Why don't you just fucking leave each other alone? Okay. Why don't you just fucking never be in the same city with each other? Why don't you just dust yourself off and move on with your fucking life? But really, both of you are fucking nuts. Both of you guys have just humiliated yourself, smeared your fucking legacies. And it's time to move on, Amber Turd. You're an attractive girl. Go find some wacky girl, because she's bisexual.
Yeah.
Some wacky girl or some wacky guy to be with and move on with your life. Because it's over now. That's sound advice from a person who most people would say, I'm not sound.
No, but that's what's crazy about it. That you're making a lot of sense. I think she should fucking move along. Stay off of Twitter and Instagram.
And I would say, Amber, this is coming from a guy who's arguing about my right to shit outside. So I would preface it by saying that.
You'd have to start. Yeah, you definitely have to start with that. But I would love to see you interview her. I think it would be a great interview. So are we getting the full, what are we getting this weekend?
Dateline, the full interview with Amber Turd.
Only clips have come out from that interview, right?
Only clips have come out.
Oh, I'm
and
watching
this,
that.
This right here is the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast Turd Report.
This has been the Turd. I want to hear that, like, that CNN shit. Yeah, I need all that.
Put some CNN shit, Miles, because we're the only one that does that. We have that. Now, let me tell you guys something. We have that license.
Yes, that's patent pending for sure. Or it's not even pending.
The patent is, no, it is pending. You could tell them it's pending.
It's patent pending for sure, but it is the
but
turd
we have
report.
The license for it, but this is the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast turd report.
That's...
Anyway, what else are you planning on getting into this weekend, Shooter?
Fuck, man, not a lot. I'll be chilling out. Have a, you know, birthday for my brother's wife's birthday. I got some cousins from England in town. Not a whole lot of
exciting.
This all
sounds like fucking fun.
It's not that exciting, brother. But what do you got? What do you got going on over there? Are you trying
to chill,
right? I mean, are we like, can we stuff our face now? Can we use that as an excuse?
No, I'm not at the stuff my face point. I'm not.
You can't even keep it down, right?
Yeah, I'm eating like clean, healthy. It's not even healthy because I can't, like, it's weird. You know what's weird about what I'm going through? My body, like, if I put certain things that I like in my mouth, no Bruno, before I was, you know, going through this.
Yeah.
It's like my body, it's like a, like.
It's rejecting it.
It's rejecting it. As soon as I'm just like, nah, can't do it. Like potatoes, I had some potatoes that they normally I always like. I was like, can't do it.
Ugh. What about smoothies? You know, like,
smoothies are good. You know, simple shit. Clean pasta is good. But the weird thing is that we had some very, very lean, clean steak the other day because my body's craving meat.
Yeah.
And that was no problem. And you know what else I'm craving? Liver and onions.
Liver? I mean, what do you mean liver? And because like, I get onions maybe, but like, where are you going where you're like, I need liver?
I don't
liver?
Know. Liver. I've been craving meat and I'm primarily mostly vegetarian. I'm not like full on like, you know, Greenpeace vegetarian, but like I don't fuck with
you
with
need
red meat.
Meat. You need fucking meat, man. I keep hearing people, they say that they're on that vegan shit or paleo or whatever the fuck they're on, and they're like, they're starving themselves. They don't feel good. Like they need, the fucking body needs some meat.
Well, I fuck with, I'm trying to get myself some liver and onions.
All right, well, maybe I can fucking ship some of that out to you.
Isn't that some British shit? Don't you like
fuck
with?
Yeah, some shit like that. You want some baked
beans? You know how to make liver and onions?
I don't know. I've never made liver, but I could chop up an onion pretty good.
No, I'm good with the onions. It's the liver.
I can do nothing for you with the fucking liver, bro.
All right. Okay. Well, listen. Despite your sunburn, despite my health issues, I'm going to say right now, this is arguably one of my favorite podcasts we've ever done.
This one?
Arguably one of my favorite podcasts we've ever done.
Whoa.
This is a seamless podcast we just did, despite the fact that, what's on your kneecaps? Knee pads?
Yeah, I have like the sunburn knee pads. It looks like knee pads are there, but it's okay. I'm peeling, I'm shedding it like a snake. It's fun. Just roll it up in your finger. And I mean, don't eat it. It's tempting to just like kind of put it around in your mouth, but.
Miles and Jordan will attest. I know they're like, this is one of the best podcasts we've ever done. I could tell you.
Okay, that is shocking news to me. I'm just happy that I'm here for it. I'm happy that I could even be in the same room or on
this
podcast.
Well, I appreciate that. Anyway, came, saw, disrupted, came, saw, and then disrupted. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, take us out of here with something real nice. Take us out of here with something real proper. But most importantly, end this puppy with something real loud and real funky. I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. We out.
We out.
Always get it wrong.
Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that
and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.